brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in Yahushua, HaMashiach, our Lord, our Savior, our King, our guide, our great shepherd, our healer, the one that provides for us, protects us, leads and guides us into all truth, leads us out of the lie from the power of Satan unto God, and God is truth. And yes, for those that have been under the lie, listen, the wake up is painful. All right, there's no other way around it. It is a painful process to realize that so many things that you believe were not true. So many things that you held on to were falsehoods. Okay, that's just a given. So this is also why, too, for my brothers and sisters in Christ out there that make the truth known, people will shoot at you and will get upset at you for waking them out of their sleep. And, you know, do you remember when you were a kid and you know, somebody would try to wake you up and you didn't want to get up? And occasionally, especially if it was a sibling, you might actually throw a punch. Did you ever have that experience? Well, there's a lot of people that are like that, especially right now as we've gone through and made a shift in just you know what is taking place. There's more going on here than just a linear timeline. So as there's been a shift that's taken place, and as more light is emerging and coming through, and things are being exposed and being brought to the surface and brought to understanding where people can't get away from the truth and the reality, there's a lot of people that in their slumber are still trying to stay asleep and still trying to throw a punch. Now, for you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ, who are awake, who know the Lord, who know His voice, who have grounded your life on truth, who have accepted and received the calling and the quickening of the Holy Spirit and are following Him according to His plan and purpose, listen, when people take a swipe at you, don't take it personally. I know sometimes this is, again, too, for us, this is part of our own growth and development, is doing all things as unto the Lord, truly being a representation of Him in the earth, because you're fused with His Holy Spirit, and you are one in Him, even as Jesus prayed in John 17, that they may be one in us. So you, if it's not you doing it, if it's God, Christ in you, the hope of glory, Christ working through you, then they're not doing it to you, they're doing it against the one that sent you, because you're doing all things just even as Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. You're doing only what it is that you see the Father leading and guiding you in and through. So it's not you per se, because you are fused with Him. So what they're striking out against is Christ in you. So don't take it personal. Just realize that that's where that's coming from. And when you realize where that's coming from, it's going to change your response. Because now, unlike the worlders that are cut off, see, here's the thing. When a branch is cut off, okay, look at it like this. You've got a vine and you've got a branch. You've got branches that are growing on that vine. Well, as long as those branches are growing on that vine, they're part of that vine. If you break off a branch, now that branch is an independent entity with no life in it. And it for the window of time that it's broken off, it is its own thing. It's separate. So granted, it's going to have ego, and it's going to have need to defend itself, because it's not connected to anything else. In the world, people are hooked into that system, but at trying to be their own little islands and fighting off things and defending their positions and their point of view and all that, we have nothing to defend. When you are in the vine, you're part of the vine. When you are connected, you are part of that. So you're part of the kingdom of God. So for us, we don't need to defend. as such. We just make the truth known, and it is what it is. And in it being what it is, that's where the place where a lot of people melt down. You know, a lot of people. And you know, here's the other side of it too. It doesn't matter for them, even if you have all your ducks in a row. What did Jesus say? He said that, you know, the Son of Man came neither eating nor drinking, or John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and you said, here's one with a demon, and the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, here's a wine bibber, and, you know, and a friend of all the worst types of people. And he said, but wisdom is proved right by its children. You know, he also put it another way too, where he said that, you know, I sang a song, they sang a song for you, and you didn't dance. They sang a dirge, you didn't mourn. So basically, it's like it didn't matter even what was said or how it was done or how it came across. It was that spirit that was in and behind it that they would always find fault with. So even if you've got all your ducks in a row and all the information there, and you've got somebody dead to rights in whatever it is that you present, they will still find something, even if it's absolutely insane and absolutely crazy, makes no sense with a logical mind, makes no sense with it would never hold up anywhere else in any conscious string of thought, any logic, any rules of argumentation, nothing. It will not hold up one little bit, and yet they will find something wrong and seek to even create and fabricate something wrong just so they don't have to deal with the reality of the position that they've taken, which is based on a lie. And the longer that you go, here's another thing too, the longer that you go in the world and hold on to that, the more painful it is going to be when that thing needs to be addressed. So, for example, if you scrape your knee and it's just a little scrape and a little cut, and you got to go clean that thing up, it's going to sting a little bit, but you can clean it up. But if you don't deal with it then, and you let that infection continue to grow for a few days, it's going to swell up, and there's going to be a greater infection there, and that whole area is going to be swollen. If that thing just is left unattended, and you're in a bad situation and a bad circumstance, you can lose your leg over something like that. So it just continues to rot and to grow through. So when that finally has to be dealt with, if it is ever dealt with, it's harsh. So I can understand why people, they kick back and they're mad and they're angry and they're upset and they do all those other things. But listen, you, my brother and sister in Christ, put your shoulders back. You know the hope that you have in Christ Jesus. You know the one that you serve. You know the one that has raised you up for such a time as this. You know in whom you have put your trust. You know the truth, and the truth has made and is continuing to make you free. Even as God takes you from glory to glory and from strength to strength. And even though the world continues to try to thwart and to attack and to bring you down, it doesn't matter because you know the one that you have trusted in, and you are persuaded that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond above anything that you can ask or think, and that he's able to take you out and take you through. But taking you through, that's pretty much how it goes. You know, occasionally, God will just pick you up and drop you off somewhere else, kind of like he did with Philip in Acts chapter 8. But the bulk of the time we have to go through. We go through because in going through, God is glorified. We go through because in going through, his purposes are manifest. We go through because in going through, God works something out inside of us as well as his purposes. It's beautiful. It's beautiful because God is doing several things at once when he sends us into these situations to do different things. And God is going to have his way. In the reality that we're here and that we face, God is going to have his way. Now, I truly believe that we have shifted into something different at this point. And I think, you know, the subtleties of it are there, and I think the subtleties are going to become more and more naturally apparent. But I really do feel like we've shifted. And in that, too, it's amazing just how, in the natural, there's been a few things, few, you know, interesting things that have come up recently. Now, you know, I mean, just some political shifts that are taking place, some just truth coming to light. You know, but here's the thing. We don't do what we do because of the external situation. And this is important because especially when you start seeing things externally shifting in line with something that might be apparently for your best interest or the furtherance of that which God has for you to do in the earth, that's a place where you don't want to miss the fact that it's not because of the external circumstances or situations that we do what we do, but we do what we do because of the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Success is in the obedience, as we talked about last time. So really, when that's nailed down and that's solidified in your soul, it's not going to matter as much, you know, what the result is. Because the world will always focus on the results, and that's part of why the world is always deceived. Because the world looks for signs. The world looks for things that look good, things that match up to their thing. That's what the world wants. And when the world wants that and is looking for that, and then it finds signs that come also from a source that matches who they are, that's a very important part. The sources need to match their spirit. And then they put them up, they promote them, they're all there. Now, you, my brother and sister, you see through this stuff. So we're here at such a time as this for the purposes of God. God has strengthened you. Now you've come through some stuff. You've come through some stuff, and God has made you strong. Strong for the battle at hand, strong for the work that needs to be done, strong to be a reflection of Him and an ambassador of Christ in the earth. He needed to make you strong. Because it doesn't He's manifest and He's glorified in and through our weaknesses as well. But as you walk with Him and He strengthens you, you come to this place of just like, okay, you're ready. You know some things. You've been through some stuff. So like David, even at a young age, so David at 16 going up against Goliath, he'd already had and gone through the bear and the lion before Goliath. So he had some experiences. He knew that when he stepped onto that battlefield, it was not without some history with God, even at 16, that he was going out on that battlefield knowing that God would back him up. It is not without some history with God that we go forward into the things we do right now, knowing that God protects us, provides for us, watches over us, leads us, guides us, links us with who we need to work with and labor with in this season as part of His body, because He's always working people out and up and according to His purposes. It's a beautiful mystery, and we get to be part of that. Now, there's a need to be encouraged. So I want to encourage you in a couple things. I want to encourage you, one, to look and see where God has brought you this day. And I think sometimes we don't often take an assessment, but to realize, look and see where God has brought you this day. Look and see what God has revealed to your heart. Look and see how He's been good and faithful to you. And thank Him. Have gratitude in your heart for all that He's done. And just start saying thank you. Instead of allowing the world to shape your consciousness, and the world will always try to push you towards focusing on, you know, what it is that you don't have, and a lack mentality, because that's how they push their zero-sum game, is to get people to think like that. But instead, to focus on what God has done for you, and be grateful for each and every piece of that. You know, be grateful for the breath of life that He's given you. Be grateful for the chance to experience and to feel and to be alive. So be encouraged in knowing that God is in control. And also be encouraged that God's destiny for you, as you continue to look to Him, as you continue to trust Him, as you continue to follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, that God's destiny for you is being and will be manifest. And all that has come before has been part of that fulfilling of that destiny. And it's been necessary. Even as hard and as rough as some of that may have been, it's been necessary. And God has a way, even as Romans 8:28 says, that He causes all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. God does that. And it's a beautiful thing, and you got to trust that. There's been times in my own life where I've struggled with some things that may have happened along the way, and I've taken that verse to God and said, Lord God, it is in Your Word, and I am part of the called according to Your purpose. So I'm bringing this to You, and I'm just praying, Lord God, cause this to work together for the good. I'm going to trust You in that. And He's done that. I tell you what, He's done that. I've seen where He has worked out sometimes what might have been a negative situation in life and a damaging situation in life, and He's caused that to work together according to the good. Now, a couple things. One, so the enemy of our soul, part of his strategy is to try to get you to focus on the problem all the time. And, you know, this is something I was thinking about. This is something that I was pondering over these last couple of weeks that, you know, God had me silent. And, outside of the last couple of audios, but there was a little break in there. You can see when you check the timetables of when stuff was going up. But one thing that God was just kind of showing me was how the enemy of our souls works to try to get people to, especially the follower of Christ, to focus on the problem and to focus on the negative. And there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is that your mind will go, your mind will go wherever you direct it. If you focus, and you will create. See, we're creative beings. We create. We have the ability to create. God has given us that, because we've been made in His image and His likeness. So we create different things. And wherever the mind goes, your heart, your thoughts, all your intentions, your volitions, things are going to be born and created out of that focus. See, the enemy has no power in and of himself. This is something you have to understand, that when he was just like a branch that was broken off, when he was thrown away, when he was separated, he now all of a sudden was apart from the source of life. So there's no life flowing in and through him. So what he did was he scrambled and he created the matrix as such, the prison for the souls of men that we live in here within, and we're surrounded by in this world system, and for the child of God that's in it, and for the servant of God that's in it, he will suck power off of them because they have connection to life. So for him, as long as he can keep everybody inside that prison, he can still continue to go forward and to exist, and because he's powered off of them. So even though he's broken off, he's powered by the child of God and the servant of God and the one that's connected to God, if he can tap into them like a battery. So that's why, my friends, that's why the world will offer you whatever it does in the world to become and to be something in the world, to be somebody, hashtag. That's why the world will offer you to so that you give your willful consent and you join up and you become part of that and you get hooked into the matrix, and now they can power the system off of you. See, the place where the enemy loses is if you, there's a big open door. Jesus is the gate. He is the way to the Father. There's an open door. And if you receive that gift of eternal life that comes from the Father through Christ Jesus, and if you walk out and through that door that God has created, now you are no longer there for Him to be able to power His system off of. And He's got no power in and of Himself, because He's been broken off. So that's why the enemy will offer, even all the way up to all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, to any soul in the earth that's made in the image and the likeness of God, he will offer, because even if he does that, say somebody gets, that's why Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Right? So if you gain the whole thing, but you're stuck in the prison, you're recycled into this hell. You're recycled into hell to power that thing over and over and over again through your suffering. Now, and the enslavement of your soul by your free will, mind you. Okay, so does it not make sense now? Does it not make sense? It makes sense. Double negative. Okay, it makes sense, doesn't it, that the enemy would make those offers? You know, I people that know me, closer, they know some of the offers that have come my way from the world and the world system, and these are literally, you know, in the billions of dollars in these offers to, but for what? For my soul. They, you know, it may not be expressed in those terms, you know, and in the actual wording, but very much that's what they're asking for. And no, if you're going to follow Christ, you're going to go forward with Him wherever He leads you, guides you. He sets you free. Why are you ever going to trade that? What does the world have to offer you that competes with the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus? If you really know the truth and the truth has made you free, you're not going to go with that. So that's why then too, when the enemy, when there's one that's free and there's one that can see and there's one that knows, and Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we perish many times because we don't know. And so it's out of that ignorance and out of that that lack of understanding that we then get schooled. But when you know and when you see, then the enemy just says, okay, you know, the gloves are off then. Now the attempt is just to crush you, to break you, to marginalize you, to, oh, okay. It's built into their system on every level. I'll give you just even a small, just a funny example I saw the other day. I mean, it's not funny. It's actually really not good at all. But, so we did an interview, on a news outlet, a few months ago, specifically around the issue of human trafficking. And within 2 or 3 days of doing that interview, there was 24,000 views. It was over 20,000. I believe it was 24,000 views, 22 or 24,000 views on YouTube for that interview that we did, because this channel has over 1 million subscribers that they have just online. And yes, day before yesterday, I just out of curiosity, I checked that interview on their official page, and the YouTube for it now had just, it had 6,000 views. Amazing. So, you know, something that had just, yeah, I mean, how does that happen? Why does that happen? Why is it that truth and something that is important information and things that need to be known is clicked back, is smothered, is the legs is cut out from under it? You know, even if nothing else, to make people think that less people have seen or known or heard that information. Why? You know, because that for me is a great sign that we're doing the right thing. I know, you know what? I know now, oh my gosh, I know now why God wanted us to do Faith Mix as an independent site. Because we've you know, and thank God for you know, my brother in Christ that keeps, you know, that's the brothers in Christ that have done and kept this available for all you guys out there. But I know now why God had us do this as an independent site. Because all these other places, whether it's people trying to build up their YouTube channels or their different outlets, or if you have a Facebook page, it is a joke. Now more than ever, it is an absolute joke. But it is control of that information. It is the desire to control. What Matt Drudge recently called Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, he called them digital ghettos. Absolutely. Absolutely. Digital ghettos. You get nothing out of them. And whatever energy and effort you put in there is just wasted. I humor it a little bit, but I know exactly what it is and where that whole thing is going. So God had us do an independent site and start this thing a number of years back. And as we've gone forward in that, now more than ever, we understand why. And here's the thing. It's just given us a bit more time is all. Honestly, we don't know how long this is going to be able to be up there. So that's why we tell you guys, listen, download the audios, you know, take whatever you will help you and bless you, listen to whatever is going to strengthen you, but do it now, because whenever the time comes in the future, this may not be here. For whatever reason, it may not be here. And so don't assume that some stuff is going to just be there forever. Probably not. Then, you know, you never know. God may just have us take it down and redirect the page to something else. I don't know. So, in the window of time that you have, this is your moment. Do with it as God would lead and direct and guide you. But the enemy is going to try to take you off track. The enemy is going to try to keep you inside the prison, because he's got no life in himself. And so that's why the world is going to try to keep anybody that has that truth in them is going to try to keep that from ever getting out and ever moving forward. So that's why, my brothers and sisters, so often we have been marginalized. That's why so often we've been shot at for no reason whatsoever. That's why so often we've been attacked because of what's in you. So don't take it personal, like we said. Just realize that that's part of it. That's part of your time here. That's part of your experience here in this life. That's part of what you should be just prepared for. You don't have to like it, but just be prepared for it. I mean, I know Scripture said, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. I know that it says that. And, you know, and if the Spirit of God strengthens you to do that, you can. And you can praise God in the middle of those things. But in the natural, it's not that much fun, of course. Given. That's an absolute given, and we know that. But as you commit yourself to the Father and you allow Him to lead and guide your life, just know that you are, if you're following Him and you've committed yourself to truth and you've just bowed your knee before the King of Kings and you said, Lord God, Your will be done. As you've done that, He is pleased with you. He'll lead and guide you out. He's going to quicken you for whatever it is that He has for you. It's, you know, I am so grateful for the incredible adventure that my life has been able to be. I'm thankful for it. And no, I'm not going to apologize to anybody for being who God made me to be. As God quickens me, I'm the best me there is. So why would I want to be anybody else? Why would I want to aspire to be anything or anybody else but who God made me to be? I am enjoying it immensely. Enjoy being who God made you to be. Be that person God made you to be. Put your shoulders back. Smile. God made you incredible. Smile. Thank God. Be grateful in your heart that God is leading you out of this. Be grateful that He made the exit. Oh my gosh. I am so grateful that God busted a big old, just knocked the gate open. So we're not stuck here. So we're here. We're not stuck here. But He has a purpose for us now in the time that we're in the earth. So we're here, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Huge difference. So now that you know that you're in the world, but not of the world, but you're here. So now let the works that you do be what God quickens you to do. Do it out of a heart of obedience and not based on the result, because the result-based consciousness is the way the world works. But Spirit-led activities is the way the Father works. And when you're led by the Spirit, things will be what they are. Sometimes now, mind you, too, sometimes some amazing things are going to happen. Some amazing natural manifestations of your work are going to take place, too. That's also there as well. See, this is why, again, I don't want us to be hung up on the result. Because if we're hung up on the result, then we're going to expect and we're going to try to build some formula around it, and there is no formula around it. Sometimes things get thwarted, and sometimes things go beyond your wildest dreams. So that is left in the hands of God as well. You just act out of obedience. You put your shoulders back and be who you are. There is zero reason at all for us to ever apologize to the world for taking God at His promises and moving on in life that was offered to us through Christ Jesus. Are you kidding me? Somebody would try to shame you for going the way of truth that's freely offered to us in Christ Jesus when they have the same opportunity right now while there's breath in their body? Are you kidding me? We're gracious and nice, but if we were mean, we would ridicule them. They're idiots. Why would you... Okay, Lord, forgive me. They're not smart, okay? It's not smart. It is not smart to turn your back on truth when it's been offered to you and there's a way out. Why would you choose to stay here? Why would you choose to live in the lie and the illusion that destroys the lives of other people as well? You got to know that too. When you're part of the world, you're part of that whole system. Mystery Babylon, mother of harlots, in you is all the blood and the prophets. It's a system. It's a system that devours the weakest and the most vulnerable of it. Preys on weaknesses. So that's where that system's coming from. So, you know, just know that's what it is. Now, why, again, back to that focus point. The enemy wants to focus you, and you got to realize this is part of a strategy, on the problems all the time. Because if he can do that, then you are going to create, and your mind is going to be in that place. What does the scripture say? It's whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are praiseworthy, and there's a few others. Think on these things. So yes, we have some awareness of the things that are going on around us, but let your heart, your mind, your thoughts be on... Focus your heart and your thoughts. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And when it comes to things that are going on in the world around you, let God quicken you to the role that you play, how you pray, the solution. Because we're here as salt and light and truth. It's beautiful. You know, I am really thankful, that God saw fit to even recently just validate us in a lot of ways. We're not expecting anything. We weren't even expecting that as such. We're grateful for that because, you know, in the middle of it too, it's just like, okay, you know. Because I think there's been a lot of people throughout history that have done the right thing, followed Christ, spoken the truth, spoken the word, and they have been killed or died, having never been validated or vindicated in their own life. And it's only after the fact that they were realized to be righteous or truth speakers or prophets or whatever it may be. Even Jesus called the Pharisees on that one, and he said, look, you guys build the tombs of the prophets, and it's your forefathers that killed them. So in doing so, you testify that you know, it was your fathers that did it. And they say, too, what do they say? They say, if we had been alive in the days of our fathers, we wouldn't have gone with them and partaken in the killing of these prophets. But they did it in Jesus' day, they did it to the Son of God. See, a lot of times people fancy themselves a certain way in a particular situation, thinking, here's what I'll do in this situation. Here's what I would do in that situation. No. It's not. No, it's not. Okay? Unless you have the Spirit of God in you, empowering you and quickening you and leading and guiding you, and if you and allowing that Spirit to speak to you even in the small things, unless you have that foundation moving you through, you're going to fall and fail for the way of convenience and what's necessary to be expedient in the world. You're going to go that way, and you're going to turn a blind eye to evil and iniquity, or you're going to be a partner in it, or you're going to do it yourself. You're going to do whatever you need to get one more rung up on that ladder that leaning against this evil pyramid of the world. That's just how it is. A lot of people would fancy themselves a different way, but it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. Listen, Peter, before he received the empowering of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and when Jesus said, Peter, you're going to desert me, he says, Lord, I'll never desert you. I'm going to die with you. And Jesus said, listen, Peter, before the rooster crows thrice, you're going to deny me three times. Peter did it. And this is somebody that walked and ate with him for 3.5 years, saw the miracles, was right there. In his own best human efforts, you can do nothing and you'll always fall short. And you know what? Thank God for that too. Because if it was up to us in our own abilities, then it would be on us, and it's not. What it's up to is you turn yourself, this is where free will comes in. The choice being, are you going to go the way of the world and darkness and that system? Or are you going to go and follow the Son of God? And as you turn and to follow Him, what that also requires is 100%. You can't give anything less. It's all in. You bow your knee before the King of Kings. You surrender yourself, your entire being to Him. You let Him lead and guide you into all truth. And in that process too, anything that is not aligned with Him, you let that go. It's like, okay, it's done. Done. Not for one more second. Done. As soon as you know something's a lie, done. Out. Get out of here. Done. Why? What are you going to hold on to a lie for? Even for a minute. Done. Out. If something is on the track of repentance, cool. Come back. You know, anything that's moving in that journey in the line of truth, this is why too, your brothers and sisters are going to shift every now and then. You're going to have people that shot against you, punched you because they were waking up, and that are going to all of a sudden be awake and going to be ready, and they're going to want to walk with you. Praise God. You're on the journey with me now, brother. You're on the journey with me now, sister. Thank God for that. And you're going to have those that may, for whatever reason, fall away. And as heartbreaking as that may be, all right, that's it. But you still go with God. You still go with Christ. You still go with the solution. You don't turn your back on that which is real. But see, when you've committed yourself to truth, it's beautiful because now you've got nothing to defend. Truth will always remain true. And it's simple. If you're off on something, you align with that which is true. If you're on, you're on a firm foundation. Easy. Easy. You can sleep well at night because you're grounded on that which is real. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I love you. We're in an amazing, amazing time right now. So just want to encourage you, and also realize, just remember that the enemy wants to get you focused on the problems and the destructions and the turmoil and all the rest of that. But God has put in you, and because part of the reason is because God's put in you the power to create. So instead, focus your heart, your mind on things above. Focus your heart and your mind on the Father. Focus your heart and out of gratitude, just praise Him and thank Him for the beautiful creation. And you know, the other day I was out and I just was just loving. Just my heart was just so full with just appreciation. Just thanking God. Just, it was a beautiful night and it just was just gorgeous. We need nothing. We have everything we need in Him. Focus your heart and your mind on things above. Let God direct solutions. And just be mindful that the enemy is going to be pushing this narrative more and more frantically to try to keep people trapped into the prison. So as he's pushing for that more and more and more and more and more, just realize that it has less and less and less and less merit and effect on you if you will focus on the things that God would have you to focus on. Because you can create. So instead of using that power to create something that goes in line with the world and the world system, making bricks for Pharaoh, instead use that power to create that which will be part of the destruction of this world system, light shining through, and the freedom and the emancipation of souls. Because the gate has been opened. Christ Jesus is the gate, and we're on the way out. Let's take as many with us as God wills. Let's make the truth known. Okay, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Send us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.